Might as well get into a survey.
What?
Get into a survey.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot in this effect. And
Yeah,
that's
I'll
the
put.
Vav and Zion are just the Hemshech. That's pretty much the end of the simen. And then goes Ches, is a whole different thing.
We got very confused in regards to if he's not Seicher and ends up getting damaged, the take our meat. Looks like it's coming up later.
Yeah, that's late. It's gonna be well, Garmi of Mom is gonna be in Sevov, really, right? Yeah, it's all.
He can't be with Ivan, but the shock said a few times he could, so we have to wait a stickle.
Yeah, it's a stickle complicated Indian. Bez Hashem, go. We're gonna try. I'm trying to go through it, but I guess the next Chabura with cases of Maisa might, you know.
Shiloh's coming. You want to say over Psinta Santa Shiloh that you didn't want to say by this year? In the meantime?
Well, absolutely. It's interesting. I'm not in the Torah today. Mr. Shem after the Chabura on Schiras Poyim, rather.
Let's hear.
I guess I'll have to say over to the Oyum. I don't know.
What's
I think it's
Shiloh?
a. What?
He didn't present to Shiloh yet.
No, not yet. Not yet.
It's a arbitration or it's a real Dentyra?
No, Din Torah. Well, every Din Torah is arbitration. Saying every Din Torah is an arbitration agreement. That's what, you know, the parties have to. Yeah. If you don't sign the arbitration agreement, it's bad news. That's the only Tokif that you have.
But I
Once the
mean,
party.
it's pretty ironic because I've been by the Torah that was only one dying, and they said it was not really the Torah, it was just arbitration. So that's where I got the term from.
And it's true because the Yochid, the Shach happens to say that when the Yochid does the Yochid, he has to make a disclaimer that having two other Dionim with him is much better. The Yochid is the Yochid, but Alf Mikain, the only Toikif that we have anywhere to enforce the Psakis through the Shtar Beru is that arbitration agreement. Besides, who's the one, you know, the arbitration also is a shtickle protection a little bit. There's like we do this Pshara and this Pesha Karvodin. In the original, the very, very beginning days, I think Rav Dov Kahn used to do, you know, he even had din over there, like straightforward din. Most places it's Pesha Korban din. It's very, very, who could say they're passing 100% right din? You know what I mean? You always have to leave yourself some room.
We put up his
That's.
trophy yesterday. This is true. It says he never passed the name Shiloh. He only did Psharas.
Who did who?
This is
The
Shabbos
Shuvah from
Yaakov.
Shabbos
Shabbos
and
says I never.
Mishareses.
Yeah. Right, Shusyak is very busy, and the Divrei also busy cutting off a little bit here, Shlish here, quarter here, you know, whatever, depending on what the suffix is. You always end up most of the time with fakes halacha, so you always have to like, you have to know how much this fakes are worth. It's you know, but most of the time, I find most of the time it's you're able to get to close to where, you know, where we're headed, you know, there well.
Even when it's a very clear cut din and the guy is just not showing suit, the bezin won't.
No. Like this morning, we had a dinner this morning. Also, so a landlord tenant case. Tenant was in default in the contract, just wasn't paying. But you know, there's always you try. There was a we made a payment plan. That's really what we did. A lot of times, people they can't work together until they come to Bez and they're forced to make a payment plan. I gotta don't think it's gonna work. You know, I think one side is gonna end up defaulting anyways. But just you know, depending on the situation, sad situation a little bit. You know. I wanted to say last time also that happens to be, you know, there's an interesting machlokes in the different Malkiel, and I'm not this is not part of the Chabur. Don't tell me when to start. I just wanted to end over on the last Chabur. The Malkiel and the Chazon Ish have interesting machlokes, whether it applies the Zman Hoidol. You know, by Schiris Batan there's a Hoidol that you have to give. Chazal put in place. You might Geshomim. And the Maschi has to tell the Seicher when he's leaving, and the Seicher has to tell the Maschi when he's leaving. So the Chazon Ish holds that applies to Schiras Poyim also. That if a Poyim, even though a Poyim is Yachlas, he has to give his man a door to the Baal HaBayis to let him know that he's leaving. Poshim Midin, he also goes into the Konas Chachomim of Schiras Batim. Divrei Malkiel clearly speaks out not like that. He also has no Shaykhs at all. There's no such thing. That thing was said by Schiras Batim. You can't tell us who this guy is playing. I'm all.
Where's the
So,
cat fish?
what?
Where's the cat fish?
I'll tell you where the Chazon Ish is. One second. Bobakamo, Simchov Gimel, Sifkot and Beis. The Divrei Malkiel is in Chela Gimel, Simin Kufnun Aleph. So Lamaisa, how it plays out in practice, is Poshul Toli in the Minig, Amokim. You know, I don't know what it is out there today. I think the standard today, even in the Goyisha world, is two weeks, I think. You know, I don't know if there's any real, in the Goyisha world, if there's any real din that's mechayev them to tell anybody before. It's just a good idea. I think the general practice is 2 weeks. But Lamaisa, what we have in with teachers and rebbeim and yeshivas, they give at least 3 months for sure. If a rebbe's leaving, he has to give at least 3 months, you know, around Pesach time already, for the yeshiva to search for a new rebbe. I think the minig's around Pesach time. And every business is a separate practice. You start?
Yeah.
Okay. No one wants the chabur is later? 4 o'clock's too early, what? 4 o'clock's too early for now?
It's my fault because I was out of commission. I was in Besden the whole week with Gittin, and I forgot till 10 to 4, I remembered. So I
oh.
It's my fault.
Okay. No problem. Okay.
It's always a problem.
Okay, so start off like this. This is a story that happened a bunch of years ago. Like Mama like that. I rather wasn't on the entire one, but I heard about it. Some of my chavrusa was on. One of my chavrusas. There was a business in town that used to get a lot of girls right after seminary to come in and come look for a job. So they would go to this specific business. They used to hire these young girls, and they would train them in. It required a lot of training. They trained them in and give them time. And, you know, it took time and money from the company, but they felt it was kedai, and they would start training them in. And then after like a year or two into the job, when now they're fit, you know, to do the job they're supposed to do, you know, married life got a little difficult for them. After 1 or 2 years, you know, they realized that it's not as easy as what they were when they were single. And now they start, you know, maybe, you know, quit half the hours, quit the job, go somewhere else, easier. And the companies felt this, they're, you know, they're wasting their time. They're putting a lot of money and effort into these girls, and they're getting nothing from it. So they decided they're going to put a very solid contract. They're going to make a contract, and in the contract says that you can't back out. And if you back out, you're gonna have to pay one of a very big sum of money. It'll mechayev them a very big, large sum of money that they would have to pay if they would back out. So they made them sign that if they do back out, they're going to have a tremendous penalty, which basically made it impossible for them to back out. Very, very difficult.
And I'm sure the star took care of the problem of asmachta.
Yeah, well, this wouldn't be asmachta. Well, this wouldn't be asmachta either. I wanted to get back to you on that, on the schools. Over there, the school didn't find a replacement, so there wouldn't be asmachta. If the school finds a replacement and they still take full tuition, that would be an asmachta. The school usually does not find a replacement of the year. So that's why anytime there's a loss, there's no asmachta. So like over here also, there's no law. I need the payo. First of all, I'm putting time and effort into you, and I'm giving you, you know, I'm giving you skills, teaching you all the skills to work. And then you back out on me, back out of the business like a year into it. So they decided they're going to make this contract. Now this particular story, this newly married woman was going through a difficult time, and she wanted to be chosen. So she came to Besdin with a very big talmid chacham, and he came. He was a very big guy in himself, and he came into Besdin. He was so against the contract; it bothered him so much. And he said, "How could you have such a contract? This contract is mamish, the shvitz, what the chazal, what the Torah wrote, avodahem, boy avodim laavodim. You come here, and you come, you make a contract, you make it impossible for the poyel to be chayzer, right? The Torah says poyel yachlach v'chatzi ayoyim, and no matter if you make a kinyan, the poyel yachlach v'chatzi ayoyim, come along, you make roisa, come up with some kind of way how to circumvent the Torah." And you come up with different kenosis to go and be able to hold her to the job, and now she can't back out. So the And he tied it. He was what?
Master Mashakas about Torah. What was the Tanai? It's not Yeshivish. What? No,
no,
what?
No, no, he didn't say Master Mashakas about Torah. He was saying that you're. He was saying that it should be bottled. He's saying that such a thing that holds her into a job when the Torah says so now you're going and you're forcing her to the job with kenosis. That's considered forcing.
Is it allowed or not allowed?
What?
You
have to talk
a case of Kenyan. What's it supposed to
be? So Kenyan by a poyo doesn't work. So we have the Ritva. So let's go through. So we have the Ritva. So Ritva has his way. The Ritva himself said that you could do it if you make the poyo a different type of poyo, right? You mas mashkos b'teir. You create a different type of poyo. It's double shubim woman, so you can be moichel. And that's the Ritva's own. That was the Ritva and Chuvis, where he said that. Right, the Shach didn't have that, the person didn't have it, even the Chazanish didn't have it. The person did not have the truth of Ritva that we have. And the Ritva really was Mechadish, that you could create a different poil, a different type of poil that's in the Torah. Just like when a person makes the Kiddush, I'm not sharing the Kiddush, so the sharing the Ksos, whatever, that's Chiyuvei Momin. So those, it could be Moichel, right? It would work if you create a new marriage, a new type of Ishus without Mezoinis and without Ksos. So you could create something. So Ritva held you create a poil without the schos chazon. But when I saw that was the Ritva. What?
They did. And as you said, they used to have, I think they still do Ner Le'elev, where you go to certain courses for 2 years and they pay you money every month. And then you need to go to Chutz La'aretz for at least 2 years. And if you quit and then you don't want to go to Chutz La'aretz, so then you need to pay them back.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Because they want to cover their losses. Right, they put invested money into you, right, and then get back out. Yeah, so here, well, so it's it, so this wasn't yeah, so it really you can look at it like that. The Knossos were a way to hold her to it, or and if not, pay for it, basically. But here, the Knossos were not the Knossos were more of a way to make her, you know, not back out. What did I say? Well, okay, fine. So that's the Ritva, right? My son, the Shach didn't have that. They chayuk under Ritva, and they held you can make a king that's not. You can make a king, and it's not chal. But avada in such a case where all you're doing is creating a, all you're doing is making a chayvus of mammon. So that Ritva himself, this in the chuvus, and the Ritva says this in the chedushim by us in the beginning of the parak that even if you chayuk on his tikkul, that you can be master mashkos b'teir. Everyone would agree that you can be chayv yourself mammon, right? And that's how the Chazanish and the Machan Ephraim both actually learned the Ritva. They didn't have the Ritva, but they learned it like that. And they learned in the Ritva that you can mechayv yourself mamin until the Gemara and Baloch. The mechayv yourself, he took the job. So the mechayv himself, mechayv himself mamin, it can be seichel until the Gemara and Baloch. So Chayim Kornet, that would be posh. No, nice. What did this grace of Pesach call? He held that I understand if you're doing, you be mechayv yourself mamin. To finish the job, or you want to hide yourself, mom, in to maybe cover your losses. But it's time to make gnosis in order that the poyo should not be able to back out. You want to hide to return the effort you put in. You want to sit down and work out a cheshbin. So, you know, you could do that. But it's time to make gnosis in the form where it makes it impossible for it to back out. That would be a problem. He wanted to say that that's a problem according to everybody. However, it wasn't a skabel. Bezin didn't hear his taina. And the reason is because of my sin of it, it should be chosen. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, she could be chayz and take the knas.
Right, you grab him in his pocket. That's sort of a kfiyah.
We missed 30 seconds. Go back 30 seconds. You froze.
Okay.
It wasn't a skava, what you said.
Oh yeah, I said this guy's time wasn't a skava in the Bezdin. He was timing that right. There's a hill between making you pay back and knosis. Forcing her, putting her in place where she can't back out, that's a problem. That would be a problem of what I aim. You want to make Mechaiver to pay back the investment that you put in? That's something else. Mechaiver to finish the work, like in our cases, what the Ritva was talking about, but the Stana can make Gnosis to force her in to come to work where it's such big Gnosis where she can't back out. Yeah, that was a problem. Well, Maisa said the best one was Mechaiver this time. And the reason is because even though we find in other places in Chazal that there's an Inyan of Tfiyah, right, it's koyfenoisim b'shoitim, and they can be koyfenoisim b'mamin, and this is sort of a fear b'mamin, right? So you put him in big knas, and the guy can't back out. The guy doesn't have the money to pay. That's a kfiyah b'mamon. So you would think that's kfiyah. That's kfiyah. Well, my so metzias is I'll begin. She could back out, and you know, okay, you'll be stuck with a bill for the rest of your life, and it's fine. You're not being over on the etzin din the Torah of Abu Dain. You could be choizer. The player could be choizer. So it wasn't a skabel. Rather, Rosh Hashanah passes the same way. In Minchas Asher, Chelot Aleph, Simin Kuf Yebeis, he had someone asked him the same shalom that was his plan. That if Adi could back out. However, he does mention that to do something like that is not Lefi Ruach HaTorah. So, okay, whatever. I guess Rosh Weiss means in that way, where you're doing it in a way where everyone knows you're being forced. She's forced into it. Whatever, the poil's forced into it. I wanted to add that it could be even that you could even, according to the person that held, you can make a king on a poil also, right? You could actually make a king on the poil. Just the poil has the right to be choizer, even a real poil. If you're in the shach, the king is chal. It's really chal, the king. Avodahem doesn't stop the king. But like the Gemara in Daf Yud says, that kol zman yinah choizer, right? This yad poil yad bar habayis. So the king technically could be chal, and it is chal. Just if the poil wants to be choizer, he's choizer chatzi ayoyim, right? But if you put on knosis, he can't be choizer. You could put it in a way that the minute the poil is choizer, it's chayv the knas. So now the poil is not choizer. If the poil is not choizer, you technically could be forced to poil b'shoitim. Because once the king in aguf is chal, if you made a contract in a way where you made a king in aguf to the poil, right? So the king in aguf is really chal. Now, and if the king calls man, the king in the gulf did, I can be choyfi b'shoit. Novos, you can be choyz b'chatzi ayoy. But the minute you're choyz, you're stuck with a knas. So, I basically lock you in such a way, basically, according to this, you can lock in a poil in such a way where you can mamish force him b'shoit him to work.
It's a prosbo. There's a million things like that, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
But that way, you can have Naval Vishnu's a theater.
Why
is
that?
Yeah.
As the Shibud of the Knas not become the king's work?
I can't hear clearly. What?
How does the king on the Knas not become a king's work?
No, it's a chayvus of momin. It's a chayvus of momin that's done with a king in Sudan. Has a star, it's done properly, and it's a chayvus of momin. Chayv momin. You're not chayv yourself to work. You chayv momin. You know what? If you don't work, if you back out, you don't continue to work.
Times of moment is never in bar.
I thought, you know, whatever. This actually was a
dentarius. His a future disciples of Mammon is not a Kenyan bar. His disciples of Mammon now, would that be a Kenyan Mashab?
Yeah, why not? Why not? I'm mishab my nechos and my goof now that if I do something, if I'm choizer on you, so I'm it's chayvus of mom, it's not a dvorim. I'm not mechayv myself to do anything. It's a chayvus. King in dvorim means when there's no mom that's involved. All this is I'm mechayv myself to do. I'm mechayv myself to do something. Choy veruchois or something, right? That's king in dvorim. King in eting. I'm mechayv myself. I will give you. That's I'm mechayv myself. I'm gonna give you. I'm not mishab my nechosin. I'm just saying I make a king, king in Eth is a machoikis. But other case, regular king in Dvarim is you're just mechayiv yourself to do something. Here it's a shib in the chosin. Live in the chosin. Okay, the next shayla is like this. Next shayla was, we had a kabon, this was also a shayla in Bezdin. We had a kabon, a very choshvo kabon, very, very big name, that he was working for somebody, and Lamaisa, he was choizer. There was a shtickle sichsach between them, and he decided to be choizer. And he was a kabel, not a schiyah, not a poyo, it was a kabel. He decided to be choizer. And the way it was, is this guy, he was a choshev kabel, so he was taking 20%. This was a cost plus, he was a contractor, cost plus. So basically, cost plus is that you fork over all the bills to the balabos. You just arrange all the different bills, all the different contractors, the subcontractors to come in, and the balabos pays all the subcontractors. Maybe I'd rather whatever I take the bills and pay them for you, but basically the balabos is paying everything, and you're being paid for the service of everything that gets bought. I get 20% and any coil that comes and works, I take 20% on. But the Lamaisa, the Shash Bashuk was between 10 and 15. And this guy took 20 because, you know, he has his name. Now he was Chosim. So he was tying me the one that, so what happens now? So you go the Atachtoina, right? Well, my Yodi Atachtoina over here wasn't so, you know, wasn't the, was pretty easy because he went and he found other contractors for a lot cheaper. And originally he took this fellow because he was a top contractor. Well, my son, they got into a Chosim. But to go ahead and have Yodi Atachtoina here, you know, it didn't take much because it was very easy for him to find other contractors for a lot cheaper. Now, the shy over here is that on what, there were two shyles. Shy number one is on what he did. What did he do so far? So he did whatever, a certain amount of malacha that was already done. And the shy came up is that the Baal Bos said, I'm not paying you 20% for what you did either. I hired you and I hired you a top kabbalan, so I hired you. And I was asking to give you 20%. True. But now that you're chayzer on me, so I want to go back to regular shash b'shuk. Whatever that country, whatever that is, I'll even give you 15, what a standard contract is taking. So the shaylos does, is this a good taino or not?
Based on what? On the yoda atachtoino shabayim?
No, not on the yoda atachtoino. Not on the yoda atachtoino. He just wants to say is that, now that you're chayzer on me, so now we should go back to it's EUR Schiris didn't start. It's like a sort of a toys. And I'm working on it.
What kind of claim is that? It sounds like a silly claim.
Oh, so let's fine. So let's see if it's a silly claim.
You know, for example, what did you get?
What?
Is it a portion of another what he did already he gets paid for? And the shower goes up, maybe the duck, but the shower didn't go up here. I drop it, it's cheaper.
Okay, so let's see. So you remember the shach? You remember So one second. So this is where's the shalte with the shach? This is cotton.
He's saying there's a breach of contract. The breach of contract will go back to the beginning. Cain we had by Aina. If you hire a kabbalan with Aina, so the deal was bottle. So even though you did the service already, we go back to the drawing board and we say you did Nana for me.
Yeah, oh, right. Toys.
I'll pay you the normal price. And that's what this guy's saying. Total breach of contract. You walk out. Fine, so I'll pay you what regular kabbalan. Yeah, that's all I'm going to give you.
Yes, because let's.
Let's you hire a kabbalan. You did the job well, and it was Aino. So what do you do now? So Baruch said, remember.
Yeah, but what he did, there's no breach.
No, because he's saying there's a breach. Yes, there is a breach. Because you do the whole job, not on 30%. That's our job. The new guy now. Breach of contract.
So everybody pay for what it did. You really go to the market value and say, oh, you know what? The market is dropped. Let's pay me less.
No, there's a unique situation here where the guy paid a premium for a certain standard and he didn't
produce that standard. He produced the standard.
No, he didn't. He did it. Not if
yeah. So did he do that standard? So and economy. So you're saying anyway, what you're saying is that if he did that standard, then maybe even Mitzad Nene you would have to get paid, right? I mean, if it was tacking that stand, the question over here really was, did he really, you know, is it a big name? Is it just a big name? Or he taka has special malacha that he does? But okay, but hold on for a second. Anyway.
Hey, he got the name.
What?
Well,
I couldn't hear what you said. Eddie? I couldn't hear what you said, sorry.
Yeah, but the kind of the builder is that I just don't work for less. So you didn't have prior.
Pay for the name. Did you want a guy that name to work? Why?
Yeah, I was going to the college. 15% of the job is not.
So, anyways, I'm going to get to what you're saying in a minute, but I just want to bring out. So, the Bemis is the Machoitz Rishayim. The Rashi in the Mishnah says very clearly, by Yoda Tachtoina, it gives two cases. One case if the malacha goes up from 4 to 6, the rest of the malacha is 6. So you menaka those 2 out of the poel's pocket, right? What happens if the malacha goes down and now what's left is worth only 2, right? So Rashi says, of course, he gets the poel for what he did, gets the 4, and the Baal Bayis gets to keep the other 2, right? The Havmina, what Havmina was is that since he's Chayzer, you should get the whole 6. So Maisa, he doesn't get that, right? Now, Maisa, The Ravid One second. The Ravid is chayuk on this. The Shach brings down the Ravid, and which is really the Shach. This is the Shach. The Shach brought down the Tisefta. Shach brought down the Ravid is Geiris, and you bring down the Tisefta Yerushalmi. That even in the case where it went down, with this where it went down to two, and the rest of the Melocha, you could be going with two. So the Ravid paskins that the poil that's chayzim, he didn't go to Atachtoino, he only gets two. As they paskin the Ravid. And the Shach brings him down, and it's Matmi on the Mechaber and the Tor that they say that he gets four. In fact, the Shach, what do you mean? The Ravid says, clearly, like the Shamat Sefta, that you get two. Now, one second. Now, what's Pshat in the Ravid? What's Pshat in the Ravid? Why do you get two? One second. We had a Opmach. We made up our the Ksitza that we made up together is that was four. Dinarim was a seller, right? Per half of the job, right? Was it, you're going to get four dinarim for half of the job. So why now all of a sudden when the melacha goes down, when the melacha goes down, does the poil, because he's, I'm sorry, the kabun, that's chayzim. Chatzi ayoyim, yod ha-tachtoin, he only gets two for what he did. What's the pshat? So the Chazon Yecheskel understands the Ravid to mean like this, that the schiris is bottom. He says this in the Tosef, on the Tosef. He says, "Chan the Ravid is that the schiris is takibotu. It's a bitul mafreya. You have a breach of contract, and it's kilar schiris never started. And Mamela, I could go ahead, and now I'm going to give you only the shire, or the original shire, and give you the shire of what it's worth today. That's it. So, however,
why not the shire that it was at the time he did it? Where's the logic in that?
Right. Right, I'll tell you. I don't understand that. The shire back then, when I did it, was worth a lot more. So maybe we didn't go to turn it together. Well, Maisa, it's not. I don't think. I think this is a very interesting shot. Like what you're asking, based on what you're asking. Also, I think the Chazon Yecheskel is a very big chiddush to say like that. And the pashas of the Ravid is that the Chazor that it's a knas. And therefore, in Echanami, we made a tzitzel originally, and you're supposed to be getting four for half of the job that you did. However, Yoda Atachtoina, the Ravid extends it more than any other Shainim hold. Yoda Atachtoina is in the game only when Malachi goes up. The Ravid holds Yoda Atachtoina is in the game even when Malachi goes down. So now, since he can finish the Balabais can finish Malachi with two, he's stuck with it. And Mamego, the Poyo is only going to get a two for it. Mustam, it's only a knas. So when I saw that's the Ravid, that would be the Ravid. In which in case, if you learn like that, the Ravid would not be in the gate today, and the guy's time would be out the window. The Chazanish grad is also the Chazanish. Anyways, is chayuk on the whole shach.
Why is that?
What? What?
Why would the Ravid be out the window today?
What?
Why would the Ravid be out the window today?
But, oh, because here the melacha didn't go down. Melacha didn't really go down.
Right.
Melacha didn't go down. The melacha is the same price it always was. When the melacha goes down, the Ravid says, it's not the pshat that the schiris is bottled. The way the Chazon Yecheskel wants to learn, he wants the schiris is bottled. If you don't like the schiris is bottled, it's just a knas that when melacha goes down, so then the Baal Bos could say, you're only getting what it's worth today. So then, okay, so that's if the melacha goes down. But today the melacha didn't go down at all in our case. So I think the Chazon Yecheskel is a very big chiddush. Besides the fact that the Chazanish is choyuk on the shach l'aloch, he holds the Ravid can't be brought to the table at all. Aloch, it's negative all the Rishonim, and he holds the whole entire Tesefta is a Chazanish and Baba Kamel Chav Gimel Sikot Chav Aleph. And so does the Avnei HaChoshen say clearly there's no tzad to passing like the Ravid, even though the shach. The Shach seemingly blamed by Tzorich in Ladino. However, Lamaiso, all the Rishonim are against it, so clear this tzad is out. The next thing that was brought up in the same Din Torah was could you deduct Yoda Atachtoino? Now, like this, what happened now? The Poilim went, he was the Kabbalim was Chayzer, right? And now you go and you find other Kabbalim. The other Kabbalim don't have as big, they don't have the name as great, you know, not such great, they're not as good as he is. So could the Baal Bos deduct from the fact that now the job is not going to be done in such a professional way? Usually, your data tachtoina is for if you don't want the balbos to have a loss when you chayzer. So, okay. So if malacha goes up, so you have to deduct that. What about over here where there's no loss to the balbos because the balbos can easily go find other poil. Poil might have been cheaper now. However, the quality of the work isn't as good. So could you be deduct now from what the original Kablan did? Because originally, when I hired you, I wanted a full job. I was supposed to have a full job of top quality, a top quality Kablan, and now I'm not having that anymore. The top, this special expertise that you have, I had for the beginning of the job, and you're and not being able to have them the rest of the job. Can you deduct that? So granted, there was one dying that held very strong like that, and he held you could deduct.
Bekiva Eger by the book. Bekiva Eger says by the safer, the guy backed out already. The loss was already there, no?
What, yeah, but a safe is going to make him a number. By the case, he'll make him a number. He's going to make the, you're talking about to hire another safe will make him a number.
Yeah.
That's not because the new safe maybe.
That's that. That would do the other.
By the contractor, who also you'll have the same problem.
It's not going to make it worse. It's not going to be minimum. It's not going to make it worse. You're just for the rest of the job, you won't have top quality job, and you're being chayzer. So basically, I can no longer have my house being built with your expertise. So do you have the right to deduct for that? That was the shayla. Basically, can you deduct? So basically, the shayla boils down to is like this. Yoda Tachtoina, right? Yoda Tachtoina says that I have a right to deduct for why I need to continue to build. If in order to bring in another contract in the middle is going to cost me more money, so then I'm a choy, then the kabbon has to pay that. What happens if the kabbon chooses? Let's say the balabos chooses not to finish his work at all. Let's say he stops. He says, you know what? You're choyzer on me. All right. I'll stop in the middle of the project. Maybe one day. Stop in the middle of the project. Let's say whatever it can, you know, mushroom is to tier where it's not a complete loss for him. So now, could you deduct from the carbon if I would want a high-end player, it would cost me six. Could I take that money now from the carbon? Or I can only take that money from the carbon if I actually go higher. Clearly, that's what the shayla boils down to. Clearly, that's what be the shayla. Here also. I'm claiming I'm going to continue. I'm talking continuing. But to continue doesn't cost me more money. However, I can't continue with the level of quality, the level of expertise that I hired you for. And you're close with me on that. So do I have a right to deduct for that? So basically what it sounds like the shayla boils down to, if when you're not going to continue something, you're stopping the melacha, you have the right to back out. You have the right to deduct for that. What it would have cost had I would how if I would want to continue. So I didn't really found any achro. We fought around about this. One dying held very stark, yeah.
The Ramban writes that the Beis Yosef brings it down, that if you didn't hire anybody else and the Pishtan got ruined, so right. Then he doesn't have to pay anything.
Right. So by Dovo, and if you don't do that, then if then the Pishni gets ruined, so you don't have to pay for it. You don't have to pay for it, right? The only is that Hegrada the Chaznish says over there that according to Ramban and the Rajbo, that even though you're not chayv to pay for the hefsid, however, if he doesn't end up hiring Poilim, right, the Kefas Choron, the Poil has to pay the amount he would have had to pay the kefas chorin, whatever the case is. If let's say we're talking the poil is chayiv to pay still kefas chorin, even if he doesn't go ahead with the melacha, right? So the Ramban is saying.
Doesn't say that.
I know. The Ramban says is that if you don't go ahead with the melacha, the balabos is potter from the hefsid melacha. But what about the amount? What about the kefas chorin? I could have done kefas chorin, right? I chose not to. I could have been soich alein kefas chorin. I chose not to, so the melacha was nifsad. The hefsid melacha could be hundreds, thousands, right? I chose fine. I lost that. Zokter and Ban and the Rajbo and Yosef, I brought down. That's it. You don't have to pay for that. But what about the Kefa Schar itself? So the Chazanish holds you do have to pay for that. The player that's Chayz B'Dav Avod has to pay for that. So I was clear.
Then he's going to come out of pockets.
In this case, even if you continue, it would be more expensive than 20%. I don't understand what his taina is, because even if he would get a contractor of the same quality, it wouldn't cost more than he's paying right now. So he's not. It's never going to be a yad al tachtona where I have to pay.
To get another top notch, to get another top 20% contractor in the middle of the job is costing more. There's no question about it. Of course. No one comes into someone's work. Nobody would ever come into someone else's work. Never. I've seen this many, many times. You know how difficult it is to get someone else to take over someone else's work? What do you mean? I'm always afraid something goes wrong. I don't know what he did before. I have no idea. And they're going to come blame it on me. They're so careful. And because of that, usually the malacha goes up a velt. It happens to be, in this case, it didn't, because, first of all, very minimal was done. Not so much where the next contractor that came in was worried about, concerned about, you know, the other guy's work. Plus, the other guy's work tackle was very good. He was a top-notch contractor. And it didn't cost, because this guy was taking 20%. And the rest was going to be for 15%. So there was a very big, discrepancy over there. So therefore, there was no real loss in this guy's money over here. Even though there was a little bit, we did take off Yoda Tachtoina for different things. But here, the general shayla was, does he have the rights to take for not being able to finish with that expertise? So if you would show Sudis Chazanish sounds like you would have the right to go ahead and take, even though I wasn't Seichelayim, I would have a right to Kefa Sorens, and maybe over here also, had I hired another top-notch contractor with 20%, I would have to pay out of pockets.
So that's the Chazanish by Davar Avod? The Chazanish by Davar Avod that you quoted?
Well, that Chazanish by Davar Avod. Right, so therefore, there you go. You say, so Mehecha Tesa, who gives me the right to Shtel Tzu, Davar Avod, to Stam Yoda Atachtoinu? So I have no. It's true. I have no right. Maybe the Chazanish is only talking about Dov Avod. By Dov Avod, even if you hold, not like the Goyis Hashri, and you hold like the Ramban and the Rashba, that if you're not Seich Aleihem and they have Malach is Nifsad, so you don't have to pay anything. But Zok the Chazanish, but you still have to pay Kefa Sorin. Okay, maybe by Dov Avod. Mecha Teis by Yoda Atachtoino would be the same Malach. So what ended up happening is that one dying was very stark, that you have to deduct it. And the other two of Achria that not like him, we had no riots, whatever, we were misupik about this, and we did not deduct it. Okay, that's that. Now we have to get into now the next trial is like this. What happens if this ground was also in this story? This story had a lot of different halachos to it. The contract in this story that backed out, he grabbed one of the job back. He told the Besdin, and he told the guy, he said, you know what? I'm not interested with this, you know. Okay, listen, we got into a fight. I'm willing to go back. I want the melacha back. So the shayla is like this. Does the kablon have a right to say, I'm not interested in yoda atachtoinu? I don't want yoda atachtoinu. I know a carbon is choice is yoda atachtoina. Don't damn me with it in yoda atachtoina. I want the malacha back. So we looked around and we found that the Tesefto says like this. The Tesefto says, Sayin the Chachom, Sayin Rav Doisa, that Shomin, Hareigu Shomin, Imhoyo Masha, Sayofa, Vov Denorin, Moisingam Sel, Oyigma Murachtoi. And in Rav Doisa also, it says, was Yofa Vov Dior? Right. Or you take our Gemara, it says, O Yigm Lachta. So I'm going to get to our Gemara in a second, but the Tesefta's Lashon didn't even say, O Yigm Lachta Vitushne Sloim. The Tesefta says, O Yigm Lachta. So again, the Chazon Yecheskel there learns that what the Tesefta is telling you is that he has the rights to take the job back. Mamish says, Chlor Diburim, and Rav Dois and the Chachomim, Zokta Chazon Yecheskel, that avad the poyer has the rights to claim his job back and say, if you can adam me, in other words, Chazal only put the din of Yodah HaTachton in place if Kozman is being chozer. Now he was chozer, but he has the rights to avoid that knas of Yodah HaTachton. He has the rights to avoid it. He could say, I want my job back, and you have to give it back. However, the Chazon Yecheskel says is that according to the Gerson R. Gemara, it says, Oyig Mulachtim Yutna Shnei Siloyim. And the Gemara asks on that Pshitos. And the Gemara answers, it's talking about that the
why don't
the
Gemara say this Tarets?
Right, right. So therefore he says, he says there's no Rai from our Gemara. He says no Rai from our Gemara. And that's it. Once there's no Rai from our Gemara, so the Mehecha Tesa. Pashtis the Din. We don't find any remnants of such a thing in Shulchan Aruch in any of the Rishonim that discussed this. Besides this happening, it was very interesting. We wound the caught by, you know, whatever, surprised with this question.
But there is a Shach and Shin Lamed Beis that writes over there that what's the case of Nat Taroimis? It's Nat Taroimis because the Kuali were a pleaser by him first, and then they came back and they wanted to do it again. It's not very similar to our case.
They agreed.
And he writes that because they already backed out, now there's not a retribution, it would be Taroimis.
Yeah,
now,
but he took him.
Now look, they've got a Beis pleaser, but it's not Taroimis against him anymore because they were the first ones to go back. So you can prove from there, but also
maybe
once you already said I'm quitting.
No, because that's only over there. They stuck by their place. And the mamish were still in a matzav of chayzer. Let's say they were chayzer and said, you know what, we're not chayzer anymore. Could be the taremis would come back.
Well, first of all, I don't, but it is taremis. The Rishayim and Redos there. When I'm chayzer, I could trick you. I could be mad to you. Whatever that means. Whatever the hato is.
Okay. Once one party breaks the contract and the other party doesn't have taremis.
But the point is what even
he wait. Means the Miki Yosef, the Shach Shulam Beis brings down at the end.
Right, then the Miki Yosef is taremis. There is. That's why I could trick him. I could trick the Barabai, the Barabas of the poem could trick each other, whoever was closer, even if they get back together.
Right. It's not, but in a case where there's no taremis, then
it's considered
a
renegotiation. There are
one of the cases of when there's no taremis is if they, but not as they were already backed out. That's only if they're still backing out. But
right. No,
there's no such thing. There's no real such thing as breaking a contract. There's breaking a contract. It's in your mind. And so we cannot use the other al tafkana. The contract still exists. So what's the tzad in the world that he can't take back the thing?
Oh,
so,
you want to know? You want to know what does it mean the poil is chayzer? How are you chayzer?
Yeah, in other words, if the poil or the kabbalah is chayzer, and then the balabaya says, okay, great, we're chayzer, so then we break the contract mutually. But so long as one of the parties is still maintaining that the contract exists, the contract exists. So if the other party says, okay, I'm back, then there's still a contract.
So
a contract has to be mutually broken.
Why is that?
Rather not. I mean, if you're right, if you have a real contract in place,
bros,
contract might be a king in, and the Yosef the contract is a king in, b'mechayev the poil, for the melacha, but or maybe even to work, depending on the pashas, is not according to the chazanish, can never mechayev him to work. Can then most mechayev him for his momentous, his ashiba to pay up, and can be soichaleim, whatever needs to finish the job. He can't mechayev him to work, even with a standard contract, going to the chazanish. But kepshutoi, once a party backs out, he says, that's it, I'm done. The chazor is chal, except for we spoke last week, the kesef kochum says, you may have to warn him, you may have to tell him, if you back out, you're gone. Whatever, we had that discussion. But if not for that, kepshutoi, the second I break, which goes even on a kabon, whatever, maybe yeah, maybe not, that's a chabura by itself. We have to go through what's the pshat of kabbalah b'chayzer, but that's clear. We see a kabbalah to be chayzer, even if you hold this osif to be chayzer. Rather, chazanish holds a kabbalah is mutter to be chayzer and be makabel in yodah achtach toyim. That's the chazanish paskins. A kabbalah is allowed to be chayzer b'chatzi ayoyim and be makabel on himself to the yodah achtach toyim. But the point is like this. The point is that it's up to him. It's up to him. The kabbalah has the rights to say I'm done, and the minute he says he's done, he's done. Now you want me to take you back? No, sorry. I get the contract is mechayev to a certain extent. Maybe mechayev the moment is. That's about it.
Well, once the contractor backed out, it's a whole new transaction already. And now the Balabais can do whatever he wants. If he wants to take him back for 20%, he could. If he says, I'm going to take you back, but
I am already discounting because you made me go through a week of suffering. I want to discount you. He can do whatever he wants. It's a whole transaction.
No, no. He can't do whatever he wants. He can only do what the Torah allows him. Torah allows him to go to Tachtoina. That's it.
Right. But within those ranges, he can also say, yeah, this is my conditions. You want to come back to work with me?
Yeah.
From the Tosefta that he would have a right to come back, you have to take it back to the original conditions.
100%. Yeah, 100%.
If this taka is such a schutz for the Kabbalah.
Yeah, but so here's this shock. I'm telling you, this is the failure. The moment the Poalim are placed, they went back to Filusam. And everything from now on, it's new. That's why there's no promise.
And no, but they're not talking about this case.
I'm understanding what you say. I'm not having that shock that you say no.
If kablonim is mutter to be fighter right here, but if
when I say mutter, I don't mean to take away terumas. Terumas is there, and mechus samad may also be there.
Right. So it's not a year a day. That's what I was explaining to my friends. It's not a mitzil sishan degis. It's not a year a day degis. Mitzal chayshin mishpat. The contract says you're not allowed to. So if I'm not allowed to go until it's mutual at the same time, then the contract is still.
It's not.
What sense is it not? The contract, if a contract means that you're committed to me, so long as I'm committed to you. A contract by definition.
I know.
The same thing. I can't unilaterally contract you. I can't unilaterally detract from the contract. It's always a mutual arrangement. That's mamish.
I understand. But the shayla is with what level of the chayvus is here? So if you have a contract, so at most. If without, unless you write very clearly that I'm trying to be Meshabba the Poyo, making the king and a goof from the Poyo. So the most the contract would do was bind me monetarily. That's about it. But it can't force me to come. Yeah, so what? Even a Kabbalah. A Kabbalah, the extent of his Eina Yochel Achzaboy goes as much as Yod HaTachtoina. Eina Yochel Achzaboy of a Kabbalah means he can't be chayz without accepting the din of Yod HaTachtoina. But that's it. No more than that. Now there may be terumis. He may be not. He may be a mechos samana.
Maybe the Rav has a chabura that is not talking. Yod HaTachtoina is a remedy. It's a compensation that I can take for the guy who backs out. It's not that's not the definition of the contract. The contract is
it's true, but I could back out of that.
Otherwise, because this is far truer than that sort of contract.
I could back out of that contract. No, so now one second. Now I want to. So let's go. You want to die with a contract. So let's say a contract's a king. Okay, let's get them on the night of Yehuda. The contract's a real kingin, and a real kingin, you the poil can't be choiser, right? And according to that night of Yehuda and Rikveger, you made a real kingin. In a chanami, a koil can then
definitely
what?
Yeah, I'm definitely coming from that.
Yeah, no, so that's true. If you made a real contract, according to Night Behudo and according to McVeger, by a kabbalah, you made a king with a contract, Yitaki cannot back out. You can't back out, and it's a real king, and according to them, you koifanais b'shoitim. Mamash koifanais b'shoitim with a kabbalah. It's true. However, the Chaznish doesn't paskin like that. He doesn't paskin like that. He goes and he brings down that shach, and he brings down the mikveh, he brings down the Noid Behuda, and he goes and he's choyuk on them, and he says that that's all true if it was clear that the kingin was to be Meshabba the Gufa Poyo. If the king was not to Meshabba the Gufa Poyo, then we assume that the contract was only to Meshabba his mumminis. That he is achroi, no matter at what cost, to make sure the moach is nigmar. But not that the mishabed is goof. But it's true. What you're saying, I was dining on my saying you're talking about according to the shukhanah, according to the shach. True, according to the shach.
Ah, froze.
Yeah.
Shabbat, which to make a kinyan out of the poyo, without that kinyan, right? Like Mashiach's kliyumnis, let's say like Mashiach's kliyumnis, right? That's where the shach is, and it's gotten down. It's gone down, Mashiach's kliyumnis. The shach is also, it's a kinyan on the goof of poyo. Without that, what? Without that extra kinyan, then
say it. So good. If you're going with if you're going with that mahalak of the Pazanish, let's say, so then even if the Koblin didn't back out, the Balabayas could back out. Manavshaf. There's no finish over here. Can he come back to the table?
No, the Balabayas doesn't want to back out. The Balabayas, why would he go back out? It's not going to go to the Tachtoinah. He doesn't want to back out.
You're saying that once the Koblin is Makabo Yadal Tachtoinah and then the Balabayas doesn't have Yadal Tachtoinah?
Unless he backs out.
Right. Unless he himself backs out.
The shaila is whether Yadal Tachtoinah is only for the first guy or not. I mean, is
yeah, for sure. Of course it's only for the first guy. Of course. You back out on me, I'm done. Now, granted, in this case...
If the Koblin came back before the Balabayas said, okay, fine, I'm done, then now it's still considered the Koblin backed out.
Yeah.
I
said, I'm staying, you're backing out. I'm unanimously agreeing to your backing out yesterday. I'm not taking you back. Like, of course, you backed out. I'm sticking with your backing out.
But he wasn't a Koblin yet.
But I said, I don't want you back.
The Rosh and Rabbi Yonah over there. If one side backs out and comes back before the other one's Makabo, right?
We had no, that's not so bad. It's completely different. Huh? You have a conception between a dual world for me. What's one of them?
That doesn't make sense. You can't, the whole concept of a contract is mutual. So how can one person break a contract?
Why not?
It's not a real
thing.
Otherwise, what is a contract? Where does it exist?
To agree on all the variables.
But it doesn't exist anywhere if I can back out and it's no longer.
No, so.
Whatever
it does. So, in a case, if you make a contract, so again, according to your Shach and Kveger and the Knight of Yehuda, you can't back out. It can be quite for nice to be shaken. But shaking according to the Chazanish, the guy's responsible. You made a contract, you guy's responsible. Well, it's good to make a contract. He's responsible 100% full mumminess wise on the melacha. What?
You said when he was signed before the other guy said, okay, you were hearing before. He already quit and started.
Didn't keep this, be notified.
But he quit from what? You can't just say he quit. Quit from what?
There's not something here. I still hold the contract exists.
Yeah, and he's
you hold it exists.
No, I'm not sure it happens.
It does exist. It exists fully. You're responsible. You're fully responsible.
He's
fully responsible.
You can hire other workers and they can pay out of pocket, pay all the scar that you owe him. That's it's like, no, you make it
do that.
Problem.
But you haven't done that. I don't want it. Where there was such a thing that it was by Daniel Chazer, but it was a very, very similar thing. There's a Rosh over there in for Kamishin. Say it.
I understand. Okay, all right.
Okay.
I understand what you're thinking. Wait a minute. What does it mean that a Kabbal's Yochalaz? Let's go without a contract first. Regular. Wasn't it a Kabbal Yochalaz? I mean, I'm not saying a Kabbal. Kabbal's Yodah. What does that mean? If I'm asking to give you Yodah Tachtoinah, what do you think that means?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, if you tell me it's a knas, that the moment that you decide to be chayzer, there's knas Yodah Tachtoinah. That's like kanas chazal or something. But if it's mitzad the etzem contract, if it's mitzad the etzem contractual agreement, I don't need a paper contract. I'm saying if it's mitzad the actual that we decided together on something, so then. That's something I can get from you if I so choose. But if I never acted on that and asked for the money, so then that means that I still hold that you're my pile. So he comes back and says,
"Very nice. I backed out. I backed out. I'm not your pile anymore. I'm gone. Bye. Okay. I left.
That's
What holds me?
If it's mutual, if that's only
why should that be mutual? What do you mean?
How can he decide one day he's not a poyo? You are the poyo.
I'm not Jewish. The contract holds you for your hischayivis that you'll be chayiv to whatever it costs to finish the melacha. If you go with the Chazanish,
Let's say he thought in his brain, but he never told about my backing out. He thought in his brain, I want to leave that
case. So grab it. It happens to be. It's discussed. The place can do discuss it. What happens if he was chayza on his own? They discuss the chazoro. How does the chazor happen? Is after you in front of Adin? You have to speak it out of your mouth. So they discuss it.
So to me, it's mamish pshutim what goes on. The chazara happens when I say I'm chayzer and you say good. Then we've been a part of a contract. As long as one party is still beholden to the contract, then the contract holds.
Let's have this discussion without a contract. Let's say there's no contract. Okay, let's leave out the contract for
now. When I say contract, I mean an agreement. An agreement that's binding in any way only exists because there's two parties to the agreement. It doesn't exist somewhere out there. There's no contract land. It's not like in a trust fund.
The
conceptual relationship.
You're learning Sif Dalit to mean that when we say the Kabbalah's Chayza, it means with the Balabas's permission?
Of course.
No.
Chayza and the Balabas can say, okay, now I'm asking for money.
No. Of course not. Not only that, okay, I have to tell
you. I think that's the Sor Pshuta. I would like to see a Raya against such a thing. Because I'm pretty sure that's how contracts work in general.
It's 100% not. No, not only that, they discussed, like you were saying, they discussed what happens if the guy was chayzer by himself. And we didn't tell the Baal Bos, could he automatically go back to the Melacha? I know the Heintke place can discuss, because the Chayshin talks about it. I don't know, I have to find the Mar Mekhoimis and I'll send it to you.
That would be Mamish the Shiloh. That would be Mamish.
That's a riot that the Chazor is on his own. Yeah, the Chazor is on his own.
I'd like to see if I don't want to, I'm not. The Rabbi David
said
to have
his Marmukhaim is
amazing.
Okay, Bez Hashem, I'm going to get the Marmukhaim to send.
But I have a problem in my neshama. I really can't get by this right now. Mamash, I can't. This is
no
where
Rabbi Hashem is holding. Okay, no problem. Bez Hashem will send you the Marmukhaim.
Yeah, sure,
okay, call it.